what I'm doing. It's so much a part of me, God. It's so much a part of who I am. And I love doing the hospitality part of the church. I love the serving. I love the cooking. I love. And he said, I know there's still opportunities for that, but I want you to lay it down and let somebody else pick it up. Like, oh God. And this happened like so quickly within one thing after another. I'm like, I don't think I want to do this, God. And he's like, okay, I give you opportunities all the time that you seldom take. And that's a word he had been speaking to me for like the last year and a half. I'm like, okay, God, you are definitely speaking to me. So I'm going to start taking some of these opportunities. And you know what started happening? I started getting more and more opportunities to be able to speak different places. Most of it's been internationally at other conferences and very seldom at home here. But God said, you know what? You're not a single dimensional. You're not just somebody that can do just this. There's so much more that I've placed inside of you and so much more that I want to do. And unless I put you under a little bit of pressure, you'll just be happy and satisfied cooking behind a hot stove and singing behind a microphone. And he goes, I have more for you. And the Lord's telling you guys, you know what? He's got more for you. Some of you are trying to hold on to things that the Lord's been trying to pry your fingers apart from. And it doesn't mean that you're never going to do those things. It just means that you're holding on to them as a lifesaver. Because you're afraid to let go. And you're afraid to let God. You're afraid to let God bring out everything that he's placed inside of you. It's like, God, I'm terrified to stand up here and speak in front of everybody. I'm such a quiet, introverted person. I could be a hermit for 2 months. You could lock me away in a room by myself for several months, and I would be just as happy as a lark. I would be just fine. So standing up in front of a bunch of people was a huge risk for me to be able to do that. And now, you know, I've done it several times, so it's getting a little bit easier. Every time I do it, it gets a little bit easier. But I know that this is part of the chipping away process. This is part of the not giving in to the enemy, because the enemy is saying, no, Chris is the preacher man. He's the one that has it in him. You can serve people as they come around to your house.